Blackstone Audio presents Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? By Franz Duval. This book is read by Sean Renett. For Catherine, whom I was smart enough to marry. Prologue. The difference in mind between man and the higher animals, great as it is, certainly is one of degree, and not of kind. Charles Darwin, 1871. One early November morning, while the days were getting colder, I noticed that Franya, a female chimpanzee, was gathering all the straw from her bedroom. She took it under her arm out onto the large island at the Burgers Zoo in the Dutch city of Arnhem. Her behavior took me by surprise. First of all, Franya had never done this before, nor had we ever seen other chimps drag straw outside. Second, if her goal was to stay warm during the day, as we suspected, it was notable that she collected the straw while at a cozy temperature inside a heated building. Instead of reacting to the cold, she was bracing for a temperature she could not actually feel. The most reasonable explanation would be that she extrapolated from the previous shivering day to the weather expected today. In any case, later on she stayed nice and warm with little Fonz, her son, in the straw nest she'd built. I never cease wondering about the mental level at which animals operate, even as I know full well that a single story is not enough to draw conclusions. But those stories inspire observations and experiments.